I've shown some of the data earlier in terms of the feedback about the quality of conversation on different topics. And there we saw that, you know, well, the first thing to take away is that every single consumer group that is a member of Consumers International deeply values and sees the importance of a constructive conversation with their respective government, and at different levels, at regional and at international level. They recognize the enormity of the task ahead of us for sustainable and responsible consumption and for digital rights in the marketplace. And they know that the only way forward is collaboration. So though there will always be a sort of an independent engagement of views, that relationship is incredibly important. And we saw that throughout the survey, and I've seen that throughout my entire experience with the organization. I think the worry is that if we don't strengthen that relationship and really think about it on a broader scale, we're leaving allies behind in a really important fight. There is the risk that we assume that, you know, this will just carry on as is, as we've seen over the past decades, and that the changes in consumer experience are not ones that merit a different level of collaboration and cooperation. And I think one of the other things that comes through very clearly in the survey is the resourcefulness and the willingness to adapt of this group. These are people who are both technical experts and care about and know about consumer policy, which is fairly rare, but they're also light on their feet and understand what it takes to make change happen and to adapt over and over and over again. So I would strongly recommend thinking about innovative ways in which we can leverage and support that collaboration towards useful ends, maintaining the independence, but also thinking about what do we need to build together for people in the marketplace today. Thank you.